Daniel, you call the chapter The Final Vision. Why do you say that?
Well, when I was doing the first series on this in 1976, this was what the whole vision led up to, all the things that we've talked about and gone through. And it was what if 2004, I mean, George, this is 1976, okay?
Yeah.
And if 2004 was where the final vision said it was, then this would set the motion for the greatest opportunity of growth or a world war. Well, when I had that 1975, and then I wrote it down in 76, and then put it in a book called Saved by the Light. If it was 10 years, that was 10 years ago. We sit at that precipice. And so the final vision would be that point where we can either make the right decisions and make it a more spiritual place in the world that we live in, or we can start killing each other over religions and forms of governance.
Well, it seems like that's the way we're going.
Well, that's why we're doing this show tonight, George. So we will change that aspect, because if the quality of the veteran's life, and we are not truly serving that person with 56,000 of them, then what is that person fighting for who's over there risking their life tonight? What are they fighting for?
True enough.
I see the quality of the end of life for these veterans, and I have lived here for 17 years in the VA, and the VA just gave me my Silver Merit Award for 8,750 hours at the bedside, and I have 10,500 hours, so next year I'll get my Gold Merit Award. So I understand this. And what I want people to do is to take a breath on this Veterans Day and really, really realize what matters is if we have our kids going to fight, we better be taking care of these old people, because they deserve it and they need somebody. And what I came to do, George, was to create a way that artfully created a program where I could put out this new book, The Secrets of the Light, and I could also do a fundraiser for Compassion in Action. So everybody who buys this book, The Secrets of the Light, is donating $5 to Compassion in Action. And I thought that this way I could get back and get the information out there, and everybody this night from the Coast to Coast family knows we contributed on this day to supporting Compassion in Action, that no one need die alone.
Well,
and
done.
We're in those VAs all over America.
Good for you.
Okay, thank you for letting me do that.
Good
commercial.
Good for you. No, it's not a commercial.
Well, everybody go to Daniel.com and look at those specials and look at what I'm trying to do, and it's just two or three things there. But, you know, I want to do this fundraiser, and that's all I need to say. And, George, could I give an address?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, I mean, if people want to write who don't have the Internet, it's just to write me. It's Heartlight Productions, 1000 North Green Valley Parkway, suit 440-6170, Henderson, Nevada, 89014.
Okay, we'll have you give that one more time. Okay.
Well, I just thank you, because I want this to happen.
Okay. Go ahead. Give it again.
Okay, Heartlight Productions, 1000 North Green Valley Parkway, suit 440-6170, Henderson, Nevada, 89014.
Okay.
Buy the book and donate to Compassion Action, or buy the video of the CD and donate to Compassion in Action, please.
Chip technology, you see that.
It's
going to happen.
Oh, it's no question.
Is happening.
Yeah, it's no question here. You know, people used to laugh at this stuff, George. I mean, it's scary. It's really scary. But to live in these times and have the opportunity to fight this foe, you know, the big one, the stuff that Alex talks about in the one world government, all those things, but it's going to be fought in healthcare. It's not going to be cashless society or some far-off war. It'll be in healthcare. And when I saw that, when I talked about this chip for years and years and years, and it's like DanielBrinkley.net is where Beth Hyatt puts all that stuff. It's just her site that she does it. You can go and look at the history of this chip. And when you implant it in a human being in dealing with healthcare, you have taken control of the defense of their children and the protection of their parents and their own health. That is where this fight will be.
You're opposed to this chip.
Oh, I'm opposed to the overall use of it.
I mean,
it serves purposes. It's a good concept. But that's not what the vision showed me that it would turn out to be.
No, it'll be abused.
And the vision has been right, you know, 60 or 70% of the time. And I think we as a human spiritual species affect and change that just like with the course of a show.
Is this chip the sign of the beast?
Oh, absolutely.
I thought so.
It is the ultimate, you know, lithium, where you put it, all the rationalizations for use it, what it can store.
Got to have it. You can't buy. You can't sell.
Sure. I mean, that's what it is. There's no question. I had no grip on it in 1975, and I didn't, you know, when did the chip stuff come into being? It was 20 years before I even saw anything that related to it. People were putting them in their dogs, and I laughed, and I said, this will come to pass. So this technology creates a way that the system that's used to house your information and what's stored in that chip will also become, because they're making brain chips that they are inserting in the brain to control behavior. And the purpose of what they're initially using these chips for is so that a person who is paralyzed can make commands by a charge sent to this chip that's a brain. So then they'll be wired into the internet, because that's the next system, and you could do it just like you would do a wireless internet connection. Okay? Now, when you think about that, George, you're giving consciousness to cyberspace. The internet takes on consciousness.
It sure does.
Okay?
That's pretty dangerous.
It's going to happen. It's what we do to affect what consciousness. When you look at the internet having consciousness, it makes us money out of porno.
Yeah, it does.
That's where it makes
most
money.
Oh, absolutely. Billions.
Yeah, that's it. It makes money out of porno. And that overall, and the blogging, and the hatred, and the wild, wild west, it will take on consciousness because of how these chips work in storing your information in your healthcare. I think that with those things coming into play and listening to Alex Jones, it's exciting times. It's exciting times. And the fact that we will be able to communicate with multidimensional levels. Okay, I don't care what they're doing out in the world. If I have the opportunity to return to the natural state that I explored when I was on the other side without having to die,
You'd love that.
Oh, absolutely.
Who wouldn't?
Well, we all have that opportunity now, George.